Chapter 11. A Knock at the Door. Each day, for that 1 year and 3 months, Lucy feared that the guillotine would cut off her husband's head. Each day, she saw the carts filled with prisoners being taken to the guillotine. Women and girls, young men and old, aristocrats and ordinary people. But Lucy was true to her duty. She comforted little Lucy and prepared for her husband's return. Sometimes, at night, she would cry on her father's shoulder, and he would always say, "Nothing can happen to Charles without me knowing. I know I can save him, Lucy." Once, when her father came home, he told her about a place on the street near the prison where Charles might be able to see her from a high window. From that time, in all weathers, Lucy waited there for 2 hours every day, never knowing if her husband was looking down. When it was not too wet, she took little Lucy. The place was in a dark and dirty corner of a narrow street by the prison wall. There were no houses, except at the end, where a woodcutter lived. One day, the woodcutter noticed her with little Lucy. He was a small man who had once been a road mender.
"Good afternoon, citizen," he said.
"Good afternoon, citizen," Lucy replied, knowing it was now the law to use this name.
Then, one snowy afternoon in December 1793, Lucy arrived at the place with her father, who had just come from the prison. The woodcutter's door was closed.
"I left Charles going up to the window," Dr. Manette told Lucy. "There's no one here to see you. You could send him up a kiss."
"I will, father," said Lucy, kissing her hand.
Suddenly, footsteps approached through the snow. Madame Defarge looked at them, and then she was gone, like a shadow over the white road.
"Let's go now, my love," said the doctor, taking her arm. "Charles is being called to trial tomorrow, but don't be afraid."
"Tomorrow?"
repeated Lucy, shocked.
"Your wait is nearly ended, my darling, and he'll be returned to you in a few hours. I must tell Mr. Lorry."
It was almost dark when they arrived at the bank to give Mr. Lorry the good news. They could see through the window that Mr. Lorry had a visitor, but when they went up to his rooms, Mr. Lorry came hurrying out. They did not know who he was hiding inside. When Darnay was brought to the courtroom, he recognised Defarge. Beside him, a woman sat knitting. Darnay saw Dr. Manette and Mr. Lorry sitting near the president.
"Charles Evrémonde, known as Darnay," called the president, "accused of being an emigrant."
"He's an enemy of the Republic! Cut off his head!"
someone cried. The president rang his bell to make them quiet.
"Is it true that you've been living in England for many years?"
he asked Darnay.
"It is."
"Aren't you an emigrant then?"
"No. I chose to give up the title and position of Marquis because I did not want it. I left France to work and earn a living in England."
"Why did you return to France when you did and not sooner?"
"I had no way of earning money in France. In England, I taught French. I came back to help a citizen, Monsieur Gabelle, whose life was in danger. His letter asking me to come is among my papers."
The letter was read, and Monsieur Gabelle was questioned. Then Dr. Manette was called. He was popular with the jury, and his clear answers persuaded them at once. He said the accused was his first friend in England, and now his daughter's husband. The prisoner was not friendly with the aristocrat government in England, and was once accused of being its enemy. At this, the jury announced that they were ready to vote. All found the prisoner not guilty. He would be freed at once. Lucy was waiting in the courtyard with her father, and when her husband was put down before her, she fainted in his arms. He gently carried her upstairs. "Lucy, my darling, I'm safe," Darnay said. "No other man in the whole of France could do what your father has done for me." Lucy laid her head on her father's shoulder, as he had laid his head on hers so long ago.
"Don't tremble, my darling," said the doctor. "I have saved him."
But the weight could not be lifted from Lucy's heart. That evening, she was still fearful as they sat together round the fire. Dr. Manette was telling little Lucy a story when Lucy suddenly cried, "What is that noise?"
"It's nothing, my dear," replied her father. "Calm yourself."
There was a great knock on the door.
"Oh, father, what is it?" cried Lucy. "Save Charles!"
"I have already saved him," the doctor replied. "Let me go to the door."
He went to open it, and three rough men in red caps, carrying swords and guns, entered the room.
"Citizen Evrémonde, known as Darnay," said the first man. "You're a prisoner of the Republic again."
"How and why?" cried Darnay.
"You'll know tomorrow. You must come to La Force."
Dr. Manette took hold of the man and demanded,
"Do you know me?"
"Yes, citizen doctor."
"Then tell me what he's accused of."
"He's been denounced by citizen Defarge and his wife, and by one other."
"Who is that?"
"You'll have an answer tomorrow," said the man, with a strange look.